Welcome to the Fully Express Podcast.
We're your hosts, Karenna and Samantha.
This show is your permission slip to stop holding back. Here, we talk about what it really means to live unapologetically you in your relationships, your business, and your everyday life.
We believe the most magnetic version of you is rooted in self-expression, honesty, vulnerability, and showing up fully as you are. When you own that, you naturally attract the people, the opportunities, and the life that is meant for you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. We're so excited because we're already talking about the energy and the season that we are all being invited to walk through.
Right now, so many of us are experiencing big transitions, big shifts, shedding of old relationships, jobs, ideas, and Karen and I really wanted to speak to why that is and what we're feeling. So we talk all about the year of the fire horse and all of the energy, there is a lot of it, that is happening in February astrologically that is all pushing us into these new versions of ourselves.
You're not only going to get a deep understanding of what's going on, but you're also going to find the invitation to really lean into this season and make the miracles come true that you so deeply desire.
We hope that you walk away from this with more understanding and an opportunity for you to become an even better, more authentic, more fully expressed version of yourself. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. We are so excited because today Karen and I are going to talk about some of the big shifts that are happening right now. Not only in the world, but just in our individual worlds and why that is, what that means for you and how you can take that into this 2026 moving forward.
Yeah. As we're recording this, we're like at the beginning of February and, you know, what's been super clear, I think, Sam, you feel the same way. Like a lot of people are feeling like the last final pieces that have been out of alignment that you've either been ignoring or have been putting aside and be like, I don't want to make this decision because I'm not ready to make this decision. Those kinds of things are getting really, really loud.
So many shifts in our friend group, in our community, in people that we work with and know are all going through kind of intense and major transitions in their life. And we were speaking last night about how it just feels like whatever is not in alignment for you is becoming so glaringly obvious mm-hmm. that you cannot deny it. Mm-hmm. The universe, God, source is like pushing it straight into your face that if you are not on your path, if you are not in alignment, it has to go mm-hmm. or that person has to go or the situation, the relationship. And we see it showing up for ourselves and for everybody around us.
Totally. I would love to know, maybe I can ask you, like, how are you feeling it in your life?
I think for me, I have started to reflect. Well, one, we're at the end of the year of the snake, which is all about shedding in Chinese astrology, is all about shedding and letting go and really finding the depth of yourself. And I think this whole year has been that for me in so many ways. Mm-hmm. But at the end, where I'm feeling it the most is just in where I put my energy and who I put my energy with. Mm-hmm. And I think that I'm someone who loves to pour into the people in my life and I hold a lot of space wherever I go. And I think really reevaluating those places of where I want to give that energy and where I want to hold space. And the other areas in my career, just really seeing where I could really focus my energy in even more mm-hmm. and dial it in so that I am putting all of the extra time and energy I have to give to work to the places in work that I want to see results in.
Mm.
What about for you?
Same. It comes to work. I think for me, I think everyone here knows that like I've been still in corporate for a very long time. My corporate job has been a blessing. They've been the investor in my future. And this last month, especially towards like the end of my bleed and my moon and my cycle, I was like, it got very, very loud where I was like, this can't be my life anymore.
Mm.
I haven't been ignoring that intuitive part of me. It's just like I've been saying, hey, I hear you. We're going to meet you. But it's getting louder of like, you need to see me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be in my corporate job anymore. We need to finally take it seriously that I'm going to be leaving corporate. And not that I haven't been taking it seriously. I've been just focusing so much of my energy into building Fully Express, building my own speaking business and building mm-hmm. these things on their side. So yeah, I think they're like whispers that like hit you in the face and then everything else around you starts to be a mirror of that. And you're like, wait, I can't no longer entertain this.
Yeah.
In that area. So that's what I've been feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. And something Corinne and I are very passionate about is that your environment creates your, like, is a such a big part of creating your reality. And I think for both of us, we're asking ourselves, what environment do we want to spend more of our time in? And even within Fully Express, where do we want to put our energy versus where do we want to outsource and have other people help us? Which has just been opening the door. You know, it can feel scary because sometimes maybe the funds aren't there immediately, or it feels like a big step letting go of a part of your business that you really put a lot of energy into, or trusting someone else to do as good of a job as you. But I think when you can release and surrender, the right person comes, the right situation unfolds. Even in my personal business and jewelry, like leaving, I've decided to leave my studio. That's a huge decision. I have two studios, but one that I go to with other people there. And it's scary because I'm so close with the women there, but then also understanding that I'm opening the door to even bigger opportunities and bigger energy, bigger putting my energy in other places.
It kind of sounds like for both of us, and maybe for if you're listening to this, it's kind of like a closing. It feels like the energy is closing, especially since we closed the Fully Express virtual community as well. Like this is why you guys were not fans of New Year goals, because the beginning of January has been such a, at least for me and for us, even in just Fully Express, such an energy of closing. Like, okay, this is ready to close, and honoring that close, which is a lot. And I'm like, no way am I able to like set new goals. It's been more of like the shedding of the snake, not the branch shining, the new snake skin.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, or stepping into the horse, which we're gonna talk about where we're going. Yeah. I was also thinking maybe in Rosie's episode in Human Design, we talked a little about how we were in a 9 year last year and we're moving into one. But I think about that too, that it makes sense. When you kind of layer all these understandings on top of each other, yes, we've stepped into a 1 year, but we're still kind of letting go of the endings of the things and wrapping up what we didn't finish in 2025 and allowing for us to step into new things in 2026, which is the one. That is a one, is new beginnings, new opportunities, planting seeds. So when you start to layer, you see how it kind of all makes sense and it all goes together. And we're just watching so many people in our life shed huge
the final layers.
Yeah. We're just like, whoa, okay, didn't see that coming. Or maybe we did in some cases, but lots of shifts happening, I think for everybody.
Or it's like the friend that you're like, okay, I see you in your process, like when are you gonna decide on this? And they finally decide.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of that energy of like deciding, moving forward, closing, setting something new. And there's also the muddiness that comes with that, but there, like, you can just feel it. And everyone around is like, I'm not putting up with this energy anymore, or I no longer want to entertain this type of energy, or this is no longer serving me. Like, I'm ready to let this go. Like, there's like this decision that is happening energetically.
And I think for some too, like if you're listening, it can be really hard to one, set these boundaries or accept that it's happening, or let go and surrender and like watch the magic happen once you allow the release. And so I would just say, you know, take stock of where you are and what's happening for you and see if you're in resistance or if you're in surrender, because there's a lot of people in resistance right now. I mean, there's a lot going on externally in the world. There's so many things happening that can overwhelm our nervous systems that have nothing to even do with us personally, let alone what's going on in our personal lives. What would you suggest? I don't know. I think definitely surrender is the word for me.
Yeah. I'd also just like find space to be alone. I think right now, like there's so much noise, not just with the news and the media and our chaos that's happening externally. But like the clearer I've gotten is like, if I can focus on me, not like from a selfish place, like I care about everything else that's going on in the world, but the more love and groundedness and regulation that I can bring in myself, the bigger impact I'm going to make to the people next to me. And so I would say get space, like, yes, surrender and let go and like ride the wave and trust that God has got you. But then also like be intentional about like turning off social media. Turning off social media, like that's like such a big one. I'm gonna say it a million times.
That has shifted so much for me.
Yeah, like turning off social media, having boundaries around it, even like having boundaries around the types of conversations that you're having with your friends. Like, you know, choosing the consciousness that you want to be a part of. Like, what reality do you want to feel? Because that is impacting you more daily than
just being a fly on the wall and listening to the conversations you don't want to be a part of. So like, I think getting really clear on like, what's the kind of consciousness that you want to be a part of and how can you consume more of that mm-hmm. versus consuming and entertaining the chaos that is happening in our lives right now.
I mean, that goes back to the environment. And that's something I have really sat with and listened to and thought about is, what are the conversations I'm choosing to be a part of and I'm listening to on a daily basis? And, you know, obviously, sometimes those conversations happen within our families and you can't just be like, I don't want to talk to you anymore ever again. Mm-hmm. But I think if you can hold a boundary for yourself, and it's so easy to get sucked into those conversations. Mm-hmm. But I find when I set the intention that I'm only going to speak love and positivity, or I'm not going to, if that conversation happens, I'm not going to dive into the drama. I'm instead going to pivot the conversation. Mm-hmm. And I think you realize like you do start to create such a more peaceful, loving environment just for yourself and within yourself. And I think it's so important to have that right now, especially, you know, as we start to talk more about where we're going and what's happening, it's only going to get crazier. It's only going to get more chaotic. Mm-hmm. And having that space within yourself that you're speaking to is just so important.
Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing too is like expressing yourself like through creativity, through things that you love, through joy. Like we just had a really fulfilling weekend with a group of friends and nothing else mattered that
literally
weekend. Nothing else mattered. I wasn't on my phone. Mm-hmm. People were sending me voice notes and I had so much I needed to catch up on come Monday.
Yeah.
But it was so good for my soul. And I think it was so healing for all of us just to like spend time together.
Laughing, playing
games. Like it was just like nothing else mattered. Yeah, we maybe got into some conversations about things that were present, but we truly just had fun. Like that's what it was. So I also want to invite you guys like in this season, like find the ways to tap into joy. Like even like our upcoming like girlhood event that we're going to be having that I think by the time that this happens, like I've been thinking about like how can we create, even play that game with all the girls?
Because
we don't realize how important joy and play
and laughter
and how that brings not only connection within yourself but connection to other people in the room.
Yeah, I saw a great video actually from, I wish I could remember his name, but he's a psychiatrist, talks about relationships. He's a relationship expert, and one of the, you know, he said the four things that create a successful marriage, and one, the main one, the first one was talk less about your problems and have more fun together. And I think it is so easy, even if you take out the relationship aspect, but just friendship and community and all those things, it's so easy to talk about the problems. And it's so much harder to just say, you know what? So many of these problems, we have no control over personally. We cannot necessarily move the needle towards changing them, but we can change ourselves. And when we change ourselves, then we actually end up changing the world too, just through expressing and being in joy and love and gratitude. And that like stuck with me because I think it is in all dynamics so easy to talk about the drama and the politics and the problems and the, you know, everything that's going wrong in the world instead of thinking about all the beautiful things around us and all the joy. And I think that weekend we had really made me realize like, wow, having fun and like we lost our voices. We laughed so much, you know.
I couldn't even talk on Monday.
Yeah. Like that's a gift, you know. That's what life's about. Those are the memories we want to hold and cherish.
Yeah, absolutely. There was something else that came up when you were saying that. But I think, yeah, just playing. Just having so much fun and playing. That's so important. So I would love to know, because I know we're in this season. By the time this episode comes out, I think we're going to be entering the year of the horse.
Yeah.
Can you talk a little bit more about that? There's a lot of information out on the internet of what that means. But it is, you can even feel that energy pulling. So I think a part of this like final shed that you've been in, like if you're listening to this and we have been in, it's like there is this like force forward. It's like this invitation forward that I'm like, well, either I decide or like it's deciding it's happening for me. And I think that's the year of the horse, the energy that's pulling you towards.
It's a fire.
The things that you can no longer ignore. It also, it kind of, to me, also feels like the energy of like taking yourself seriously and like committing to being the healthy masculine, not like this like grind mode, but this like, I take action towards my desires and that's what I do.
So what's interesting is it's a fire horse and, you know, at the beginning of February, Neptune moved into Aries and Neptune has been in Saturn. And it will never be in Saturn again in our lives. Neptune is a very slow-moving planet. Neptune is a planet that can create this dreamy feeling. It can create confusion. And especially when it was in Pisces, which is its home, its ruling sign, it rules Pisces. It was real comfy getting us in our dreamy state, in often confusion. Mm. We want to live like pie in the clouds. Is that how you say it? Is that a saying? I don't know. Living in the clouds, living in our dreams. Sky pie in the clouds? I don't know. Anyways. And so it can make us feel almost like we don't know how to ground our dreams. We don't know how to make our dreams a reality. And we have all these ideas and visions, but we don't know how to make it happen. And the reason I think last year that felt so potent for so many people is because for most of last year, Neptune was the only, I think maybe almost all of last year, Neptune was the only planet that was in its home sign. Mm-hmm. So it was the only one, meaning that it was the most powerful out of mm-hmm. all the planets. The energy was the most potent because it was in its home sign. And so now that it's moved into Aries, it's like all of a sudden, all those ideas and dreams are like, boom, like, let's go. Let's put it into action. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It is action. It is orientation. It is go energy. It is like, do first, think later. And so it's almost the complete opposite of Pisces. And I think that tied with the fire horse mm-hmm. is just literally ripping us forward. And you can, as you said, choose to go, like, let yourself be taken or you will be taken. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why time feels so much faster as well. Mm-hmm. And it's going to really crank up because Saturn is also moving into Aries mm-hmm. for the next 3 years. So if anyone has Saturn in Aries, you're about to hit your Saturn return. Big changes for you. But it definitely is going to be this full force energy forward, like so much fire, just being like, make it happen, make it like, let's go, get it done. And I think we're already, you always feel the energy beforehand. So we're just already feeling that energy mm-hmm. stepping into it. And I think that is why there is this like really strong alignment happening to get us on our path. Because once we enter, this is the most transitory year or month, like the most intense month of change. Mm-hmm. So many planets are shifting. There's also on February 20th, Neptune and Saturn are meeting at 0 degrees in Aries, which has never happened in the history, recorded history of astrology. Like, we have no idea what that's like. And when we say 0 degrees of a sign, the signs go from 0 to 29. Mm-hmm. 29 is the highest degree of a sign. So that is like, if you think about it, if you became an expert in something, that's you understanding all the information and like having it in total truth and alignment. Like, you've got it, you've mastered it. And zero is having all the energy and no idea about how to control it, how to master it, nothing. It's like pure chaos in a sense. So think of fire, like intensity, like go, go, go energy, but at its full expression without mastery. Mm-hmm. And that is what we are entering. And, you know, like I said, Neptune is a sign of dreams, like making our dreams into reality is what Neptune in Aries is, while Saturn is discipline, structure, routine. Mm-hmm. Saturn is here to teach us our lessons. But in Aries, it's like a whole new beginning, a whole mm-hmm. new opportunity to step into this new story that we're all about to tell.
Mm. This seems like a lot.
It's huge. Yeah, it's really big.
I feel like it's a lot. And I think, like, you know, not knowing these, even if I don't, how do I say this? If you're listening, you're like, okay, that energy's coming. What do I do? That feels like a lot to hold. Because when you were saying that, I was like, my system was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm going to be a master at nothing. You know? Like, but I think we don't have to know.
Yeah. Oh, I just want to say, it's not you particularly needing to be a master. It's just that we're going to have like full access to all this energy. Mm-hmm. And I see it less as like something scary and more as like a huge initiation of a starting point of mm-hmm. a completely new story for ourselves and the collective.
And I say that. Yeah, I love that you said that. And I love that because I actually have started to thrive in the unknown.
Yeah.
And as you're listening to this, like, the first thing that comes to mind for me is like, okay, if that energy is going to be here, I'm going to lean in. I'm not going to pull away.
Yeah.
Because I think there's going to be more chaos in the pulling away.
Yes.
Than in the just leaning into it. Yeah. And I think if you're listening to this, like, this is your invitation forward. Like, mm-hmm. this is not something that's supposed to like dim your light or have you contract from. And I think this last year, at least for me personally, has been a year of learning to have the capacity to hold all that mm-hmm. and not want to run away.
And tying back into what you said before, it's more important than ever not to give your energy to the external yes. chaos. And that's why I've said for so long, but now I'm just like really punching it home because we're here. We're in that time that I've been speaking about for 2 years is like really trusting your own path. Not looking outwardly for results, but knowing that if you follow your inner calling, things will manifest and be created for you that you cannot even imagine. Mm-hmm. Like so beyond miracles. Like this is where miracles happen. And it is so beyond our understanding that if we try to control or we give too much of our energy to what's happening outside, we're going to feel like, oh, it's chaos. Nothing's possible. Mm-hmm. Everything's going to shit. That's just the idea. That's what's going to feel like in the external. Mm-hmm. And I tell people, like, follow your inner compass. You will not be led astray. Mm-hmm. Like, God will guide you. Mm-hmm. But you can't give your energy away.
The first thing I think about for like a quick story for everyone, the girl who mastered the Excel and like became famous yes. on TikTok in the middle of COVID. Mm-hmm. And as you tell, I don't even know her name, you guys. So you guys can DM me and I'll send it to you. But I've heard her speak so many times and she shared like in the middle of COVID was actually the year that miracles happened for her. And for me personally during COVID, like I did kind of get swallowed up in the fear. Like I was mm-hmm. scared and I was like, wow. In those moments, there are choices. There's two different realities I get to choose from. Am I going to choose from the reality of going what's going on around me mm-hmm. or am I going to create a new reality? And this girl specifically, like she made herself a millionaire that year. Mm-hmm. It yeah. began in COVID. Like she walked into the room, sat with her mom and she's like, we need to sit down and talk about how you're going to feel when I become a millionaire.
I love that. Yeah, I remember that story.
Do you remember that story? But just like let that sit in the middle of chaos, in the middle yeah. of the world, supposedly yeah. in the middle of a pandemic and the whole world was shutting down. Mm-hmm. She walks in the room and she's like, hey, mom, how are you going to feel when I become a millionaire? We need to talk about it because you need to get on board.
I need you in my corner.
I need you yeah. in my corner. But also she needed her mom's nervous system to support her vision. Mm-hmm. And
to believe in her. Yeah.
So I think about this like right now we're giving you guys the invitation to – not only get on board with this, like welcome this, like be excited about this and choose a new reality that we're stepping into. Choose to be ready for the miracle and also trust that you don't need to know how a miracle is made.
And we live in an abundant universe. Like we do, we are born with the program of scarcity. It is programmed into us at mm-hmm. such a young age. And the more, and I think when you take the, as you've learned and we've learned, when you take the entrepreneurial journey and you start to see other people around you breaking out of those programs and realizing that they're people, we print money. We just print money. Like we just print more money. We're trillions of dollars in debt. I don't even think half of us know how much money $1 trillion even really is. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if that is the case, anything is possible. There are people becoming millionaires every day. There are people, you know, I could use the jewelry industry as an example. I could either have the mindset, oh, there's so many jewelry brands. How will I ever make it? Who's going to want to buy my jewelry? Or I can say, wow, look at all these people that are successful. Of course I can be successful. They're doing it too. Mm-hmm. Same concept, two different thoughts. And I think that's going to be magnified for every single person right now, especially as, you know, the economy becomes more unstable or like things happen externally or natural disasters might happen or something could happen that really shakes us up. And it's so important to be grounded in yourself and trust that you are guided. You are divinely guided.
Yeah. And I think to piggyback off what you just said is focusing on the good mm-hmm. and also trusting that everything is inherently good. Mm-hmm. Like even the chaos that is happening, it's having a belief yeah. that it's for our good. And you're like, wait, Karina, what do you mean that this chaos is all good? You know, we're like, or the Epstein files that came out, everyone's like, that part of our world exists. We don't have to do that. But there's also inherently good, right? Like there's darkness. That means there's good too. There's yeah. good in darkness.
Yeah.
And just believing in that, I think the miracles also don't have to be as extreme. Like we're saying like millionaires, of course, I would love to become a millionaire this year. And like all of a sudden I blink of an eye and there's like millions of dollars coming in my bank account that are fake yeah. because they don't really exist. Yeah.
They're just a number on the screen. Okay.
Of course, I would love that. But like what has helped me even see even bigger miracles are not the miracles in my external world, are the miracles within my relationships within at mm-hmm. home.
It's the small things.
It's the yeah. small things. Like there are also miracles that are available to you at home with your parents, at home with your partner, at home with mm-hmm. your kids, at home with your friends. Like that's where I think more of the spiritual work is to see mm-hmm. because then that just is a floodgates to the abundance that's already there.
Yeah, I love to tell people like start to pay attention to the synchronicities. So many synchronicities have been happening for me because I am surrendered, I'm grounded, I'm just more in observation mode. And I can't even tell you the miracles I'm witnessing for friends, for myself, like the synchronicities. I'm just like, oh, we're getting aligned. Like that horse is ready to take off running. I'm like, okay, here we go. Yeah. Let's go.
Anytime a friend goes through some kind of chaos or transition or breakup or gets fired from the job, I literally look at them and I'm like, you're going to be the happiest person in 18 months.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for what you're about to go through. Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at, basically.
That's where we're all at. Like, we're all at that, you know? Yeah. And it's like, if you're listening to this, like, I'm so excited for where you're going to be in 12 months.
Yeah. We're all going to be in a different place. Mm-hmm. Like, we cannot, I don't think personally, comprehend where we will be at the end of this year. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be completely changed, like, in so many ways. Mm-hmm. And I think that the more you can lean on the people you love, the more you can be in gratitude, the more you can focus on joy, the more you can trust yourself. And trust your strength, your inner strength. That's also what the horse teaches us, is that we are strong. Mm-hmm. You know, like, we're stronger than we think we are. And sometimes it takes hard situations to show us our strength. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be put in difficult situations throughout life. And, you know, even right now, we're in difficult situations, so many of us. And I think that it is an opportunity to look within and realize, like, how capable and strong. Like, I just think of single moms. And I'm like, okay, there is a sign of true strength, because damn, kids take a lot of work, you know? Yeah. So look at yourself and realize, like, you are strong. You can get through this. Whatever you're going through right now, because we all are, every single person is shedding some aspect of ourselves, and it feels uncomfortable and it feels scary and it feels, you know, overwhelming at times. Mm-hmm. It's like, you are stronger than you think you are. And on the other side, to your point, is just divine love, divine energy, divine miracles, like a life you can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. I love sometimes on TikTok when people are sharing about their breakups and all the women in the comments are like, I thought my relationship was, you know, I was done and I met the man of my dreams and now I'm have my three kids or whatever it is. So, you know, they share the stories in the comments of how they thought that was the end of everything and it was really just the beginning of something greater.
And this is the same thing for like jobs.
Everything,
career,
yeah.
Life, transitions. There's something so sweet in the death and rebirth process. Like,
which is also the snake.
The shedding. And there's something so sweet and beautiful. And, you know, every time that I've gone through my own death and rebirth process or the letting go or the transitions or the chaos, yeah, I'm down to my knees and I'm crying and I'm in my feels. But I plant new seeds that I didn't even know I wanted to plant. Like, you know, like, and then I start watering a new seed and then all of a sudden it's this beautiful flower that I'm like, wow, that wouldn't have happened if I didn't leave that thing. Or like, wow, that wouldn't have happened if I didn't go through that chaos. Or wow, that wouldn't have happened if that friend didn't break up with me. You know, like,
yeah,
it's just that everything is like, again, inherently so, so good.
It really is. You're making me think too that I want to speak to what we spoke about last night together, which is also trusting and feeling vulnerable enough to rely on your friends. And rely on people you love.
Crying?
I know. Don't cry yet. Because this is something that, you know, both Corinne and I have worked on in our own lives, which is why we can
– I love you.
Which is why we can show up.
I don't know. I'm emotional, but here we are.
It's okay because it's powerful. It's so powerful. Yeah. Corinne and I have both shared. We both struggled. We're such space holders that oftentimes in our lives we've struggled to, like, be vulnerable with other people and open. Mm-hmm. And I think our relationship has healed that so much with each other. You're going to make me cry. And
it's on camera.
Yeah. And because of that, it's like, you know, we see the people in our lives that struggle to be vulnerable and don't feel safe to open to us, to anybody. And I think that's so important too. And I would encourage people, especially right now with everything going on, like, don't hold it in. Mm. Let go. Let your shame be held by others, because you'll find that your shame isn't felt by other people. It's in yourself. And when you let it go, sometimes it actually releases the shame.
Mm. Yes. It's just like Sam and I say, like, if you really want to be met and seen and have the life that you have, it is an asking and showing people what's really going on. Mm-hmm. And as much as we're here saying that there's miracles happening, there's also miracles in being vulnerable with the people that are around you and being honest and allowing yourself to be held, right? It's like, I've been the person that has held so much for everyone, and I've been the person to also welcome people
but it's different when you let yourself be held and the mm-hmm. person to like let people welcome you and you raising your hand and saying like, hey, I'm not good. Mm-hmm. Can I talk about this with you? Can I share with you what's going on? And I'll also say something that I've really learned to appreciate in my friendships is like people that call me out, mm-hmm. you know, like, but they won't be able to like see you in that if they don't know, you know, and yeah. that is friendship. That is relationship. It's showing yourself as well.
Yeah.
Allowing yourself to be seen.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you realize that so much of what we hold are our stories that we're telling ourselves or programs that have been put upon us, like I was speaking to earlier, or even, you know, especially like I could just use women as an example. Oh, we should be married at this time. We should be mm-hmm. have this many kids. If you're a man, I should have this much money. I should have this job. I should look like this. And I think if we started to let go of that and realize, like I speak back to our weekend, that we had none of those things mattered. They weren't even on our mind. We were just present and in joy and love and like in the moment. And I think that, you know, the more we create those bonds and we feel safe to share our fears and our vulnerabilities, like the more we can realize that those aren't really as big as we make them mm-hmm. and that they don't have to define us.
Mm-hmm. This is a huge part of being fully expressed.
Yeah.
I think people think about being fully expressed as like standing by my word and standing by my opinion and
being
like,
loud
and speaking loud and speaking my truth. Yeah. But like speaking your truth is also being honest and real about what's present.
Yeah.
You know, it's being vulnerable. It's sharing the things that are really happening
And like
letting people see you in that, which is so fucking uncomfortable. Like, mm-hmm. I know it's mm-hmm. uncomfortable. It's like mm-hmm. cringy. I don't even know how to start.
Yeah.
But you just start. Mm-hmm. And like once it's so funny. It's like the floodgates. Like the minute that you start speaking, you're like, I'm shaky about telling you this. And then all of a sudden you start speaking and you're like, wow, why didn't I say that sooner? Like, yeah. I feel so much better.
And I feel like so often too, they're like, oh, me too. I know.
Yeah.
I felt that too. Or I have felt that.
Yeah.
Or I have something similar. Mm-hmm. But it's like you, by being vulnerable, you also give them permission to be vulnerable.
Yeah, we're all holding a lot. And like, again, I'm going to say this a million times. Like, we are human beings. Mm-hmm. The number one thing that we all have in common are the same exact feelings. Mm-hmm. And it's the last thing that we want to share with people.
I know.
We're all carrying.
You're like, no, I'm perfect. Let me put on this facade.
Yeah, we're all carrying shame. We're all carrying
guilt,
sadness, fear, anger, like that is all so real. Anxiety, you know, like that happens to all of us. And I think the more that we feel comfortable to share it, we can. And this year, again, bring it back to the fire horse. It sounds like you have no choice. Yeah. So either you get on board.
Well, the other thing, okay, so bringing it back, another thing I would say about the fire horses and just about Aries energy and, you know, Aries energy is also sovereignty. Mm-hmm. It's truth. It's alignment. It is. So I think that more and more you might be realizing you're seeing the truth of others. Like you're seeing when people are misaligned. You're seeing when people are not in their authenticity. Like you can feel it more than ever. And I think that's only going to get stronger. We're not going to be able to lie in the same way. We're not going to be able to manipulate as well. I mean, you see it in the coaching industry. You see it with so much truth coming out, even the Epstein files, all that stuff. I think we're realizing the facade that's been created, that people, these identities that people have put out there, they're not living that truth, you're going to see right through it. Mm-hmm. And same if you're not living your truth, you're going to see right through it.
Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
Well, I forgot. Also, on the 17th, when we entered the fire horse, it was also a new moon and solar eclipse in Aquarius. And Aquarius is all about individuality. It's rebellion. It is standing up for the people. It is circular economy. It is power to the people. And so having a solar eclipse and a new moon, that's also like a huge, huge shift of like less about – it's interesting because if you think about it, Aries is self. It's ego. It's like myself. Mm-hmm. And Aquarius is everyone. So I think there's going to be this kind of – and again, I will preface, this isn't all going to just explode on one day. This is just the energy we're entering and it's going to carry throughout the year. But eclipse seasons are huge and there are often times where things happen and they're permanent shifts. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes to looking at, it's like, who am I? Because that's Aries. Who am I? But then how do I relate to others? And what is my role in bettering the world for everyone? And I think that's the deeper question we're all starting to ask. And you can only really enter into huge change when you're willing to be authentic and you're willing to be in your fully embodied self.
Can you say that louder? Did you guys just hear that?
I mean, you really can only create change when you're in your most authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't realize that. Like,
and that's not, what the force explodes. Is forcing. Yeah, and that's what's happening is we're feeling it so clearly that you can't lie. And I think the other thing, too, is that it doesn't have to be mean. It doesn't have to be, you know, maybe friendships are shifting for you or jobs or relationships. And it doesn't have to be a negative thing. Like, it doesn't have to be. I think we hold on and we think, oh, I have to be friends with this person forever. When the universe is like, you know what? You've learned. You've experienced. And this is done now. There's something better for you. And there's something better for them. Too. Mm-hmm. And I think if we look at things like frequency or energy, we're just realigning to be on the right path so that we can be aligned with the people who are destined to be a part of our story.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like there's like a desire, a skill set to for us to learn how to just like not just like let go, but trust that everything's happening for you in the sense of like, if the person leaves, that's okay. If you're going through this transition, I think if we can like I think so all about efficiency in my process. And so like I think about like just shortening the gap. Like how can I get on board with this transition that's happening faster so there's like less pain for me and I can be more welcoming of the miracles because there's going to be a lot of transitions, a lot of shifting, a lot of things. And I'm like, okay, how can I just – and I think a big part of that has been creating a relationship with a higher power of God – Jesus, religion, whatever you believe in, and trusting that you are divinely guided and you got this. Like, but it's trusting in someone else other than yourself. Because I think one of my biggest lessons that I've learned in my healing journey is like, I needed to learn what self-trust was 100%. Like, I had done so much work against my self-trust. Like, I was just constantly letting myself down and not trusting my beliefs and not trusting my truth. So one is getting self-trust in yourself, but then also trusting in something higher than yourself. That gives us more power than only focusing on like, I have to figure this out energy throughout that process that we're about to step into.
Yeah. And I think astrology, at least for me, like it's not the end all be all. It's a tool. I think that was given to us centuries ago to be like a navigator, like a guide, like a map to say, hey, these are the energies that might be arising, you know? And yes, you could get real detailed and you could say, this is exactly how it's going to affect you. But I think it's more like, here's the energy we're stepping into so that you can become more surrendered. So you can realize one, I mean, to me, astrology just shows there's a divine plan at play that's so beyond what we can fully comprehend and that it is like a map, a guide. It's not definitive. It's open-ended. You know, there's so much energy within every sign, within every understanding, and we're all unique and we're all being affected differently, but the themes are there. So you can understand like, okay, it's the same with the zodiac, the Chinese zodiac. Like you can feel, yeah, that makes sense. I'm shedding right now. It feels very intense. Or yeah, I'm feeling this like fire to go, you know? And so you, whether you believe fully in it or you don't, like you're being affected by there's some cosmic guidance happening. And I just see it as a tool to help you navigate through it a little bit better to be like, oh, okay, I am feeling really intense. All these shifts are happening and I'm going to do my best to surrender and to trust that this is all divine. And okay, this is a good time to go after my dreams. I'm feeling clarity. One thing I will say for sure is like if you only take one thing away from this besides creating space for yourself during this time, it would be knowing that you will not be able to think your way into solution. Action is the only way. If you are stuck, take action. If you are confused, take action. The clarity will come from action, period.
I think we should just leave it there. We find ourselves through action.
Yeah. Especially.
And through experiencing the action.
And it may feel weird because I think when Neptune was in Pisces, it was a lot more thinking and confusion. But now you may still be confused, but action is the only way that you'll find the clarity. I mean, that's just truthful when you look at people that are entrepreneurs that are successful is like they found understanding and even mistakes and everything through action. But now it's like, nope, action is the only way.
Yes, you guys. So you guys should take that away. Action only.
Action only.
What is the one thing that you're holding back on that you haven't moved on? That's the biggest thing. And I think we just create so much internal chaos by not taking action. As someone that has done that before in my own life, I'll be like, oh, OK, get to that later. I'm not going to decide on that yet. No, just decide. Mm-hmm. Just take action. Mm-hmm. You will be revealed the next answer on the other side of that.
And there's no wrong answer. No. It all leads you to the next thing.
Yeah. And you're constantly being rerouted. Just trust. Just like Waze and Google Maps. You missed the right turn. Oh my gosh. We're just going to make another right and another right to get to the right. Right. Mm-hmm. Like this is our whole other episode where we talk about like free will or not.
Yeah. I mean, that's how I feel. Astrology is like there is a divine. I mean, I've learned even other layers of different kinds of astrology, like true sky astrology. But all of it to me is that there's an end destination of some kind. There is a deeper why, a deeper purpose, a deeper mm-hmm. reason that you chose to come here. I think we all chose to come here. I know you feel that too. And I think that there are a million ways to get to that destination. Mm-hmm. And like you said, sometimes we have to go right, and then we start again. But either way, you're working towards that destination. Mm-hmm.
It's worth it every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think as we like wrap up this episode, I think like as I'm like digesting is like this conversation, it's just like reminding you guys that like get on the train. We're here. You are meant to move towards your desires and there's an energy that's pulling you towards your desires. You're going to meet yourself along the way and you also don't have to have all the right answers. Mm-hmm. Just keep moving and also do not hide. Like welcome your community, your friends, find community, find friends, lean on people to help you work through that. Mm-hmm. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah. And keep the end in mind, but also know that there's lots of steps in between to get to that. Mm-hmm. And also if you have big dreams, there's a reason that God gave you those dreams. So don't think they're too big. Mm-hmm. There's no, the more DeLulu, the more DeLulu you could be, the better probably. Mm-hmm. We are teaching a spring masterclass if you want to come.
In March.
Join us in March.
Yeah. Reach out
all about this.
Yes. We'll be talking all about how to manifest miracles.
Yeah.
Which and then lead into your desires. We just want the best for you guys and we want the best for everyone that's listening. But we really, really see that this is the year, you guys, where everything that you desire is going to represent itself. And it might not look the same way that you envision. It's going to be even greater than you could ever imagine. So let's go do it.
Yeah. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Bye.
See you next time. We hope you loved today's episode and that it sparked something in you on your journey to becoming more fully expressed.
Don't forget to check the show notes for all the details and resources from today's conversation. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review.
We'd love to hear your honest thoughts and takeaways as it really helps us to create content that better serves you.
This week, we invite you to show up even more as you. More honest, more real, more expressive in your life and business. And we'll see you on the next one.